Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank the listeners and the watchers for supporting. And sure. Before we start the show, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into?
Man, per my Spotify, I've been tuned into a whole lot of... What's his name? Roddy Ricch. His new album, Feet the Streets.
Is it? Do you fuck with it? Like Roddy for real?
Yo, that album actually hard, yo. I mean, fuck with that.
I like Roddy. But I
no
just,
skips.
Like, I just, oh no, I just don't like see like the hype. I mean, I fuck with him, but he's not.
See, and maybe I'm out the loop. I don't know if he has that much hype.
Yeah, he did.
For real?
Yeah, Please excuse me. I'm antisocial or some shit like that. People are like, that's like...
That shit was hard.
I liked it.
That shit was hard.
I liked it.
It definitely was like, I liked it. Ticket-worthy artist, I feel like. I think he's even on tour with, like, somebody big. What was it? Post Malone or some shit?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, he's a dope artist.
I mean, he is.
He's
I
a dope artist.
I liked it, but, like, they were saying his second album flopped, but I'm like, he was really like that to some of y'all? Like, that album was cool too, but he was really like that to some of y'all.
I didn't like that second album, to be honest.
I mean, I liked it, but for me to be that shit flopped, I'm like, yo, it wasn't that bad. Like it.
Yeah, I feel like people go off numbers too much a little bit. For real, for real.
Yeah.
I mean, like numbers don't really matter like that in this society. Like, as long as you get paid off of your shows, and from my knowledge, well, not even from my knowledge, if you're doing shows Post Malone, you get paid. Yeah. So. It's like what we talk about at the end of the day. People coming out and see those guys. So, Smino Love for Rent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a dope project, too. I think he's a dope artist. Primo Rice. Checkin' Chicken. You know what I mean? He got a new EP. I fuck with that. Mm-hmm. It was cool. What is it called? Spaceships on the Blade. That Larry June. I've been bumping that for a while.
Yeah,
while.
Yeah.
That's a dope project.
Yeah.
And lastly, look like... definitely that Drake at 21 Savage.
Like, what's your thoughts on that now? Since it's been a while, like a little bit since.
It's like I like the songs. You know what I think the problem is? For real, for real.
What?
We know the politics too fucking much behind the music.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we know, like, kind of like what was their thought process behind some of these songs, speculating on what's what.
Yeah.
We kind of like look away from the actual music. But mm-hmm. when you look at the actual music, that shit is kind of hard.
Yeah. I mean, I know for me that King's Disease 3, that go hard. I mean.
I tuned in. I ain't dive deep yet, though.
I mean, my only issue is like Nas knew he was wrong for hopping on that drill beat. for like the last 30 seconds. Like, come on, yo. Like, cause that's like my favorite song of the project. You nigga, you too old for that shit. Come on, yo. You know you're wrong.
I felt like yo just wanted to, like, you know, one time for the culture. Like, that's nah, the
but
shit
like
that's slide, I'ma slide on it too.
My thing
like,
is though,
I felt that though.
He was like rapping as if he was like he ain't like come hard like a drill artist. Like he just start rapping on the beat. Like, come on, bro. Like leave that to the kids, man. Come on, yo. Like you too old for that shit. But
that's
nah,
leave that to the kids.
What else? Oh yeah, that Glorilla EP. That go, I fuck with that.
I ain't know she dropped the EP.
I fuck with that. But,
I heard
what else?
She about to go on tour soon.
Yeah, yeah. That shit sold out, too.
Did it?
Yeah.
Shout out Gorilla, yo. Shout out to Shorty.
Who else? That's about it in terms of, like, stuff I haven't already said.
Bet.
Oh, yeah. That Christian Rock.
This nigga love that song.
Nah, it's just catchy, yo. I fuck with that, yo. It's a bottle, it's a bottle.
Oh, yo, no, shout out Chris Shaw, yo.
Real shit.
Shout out to it. That's all right. Crazy.
So, moving on, speaking of music, the 2023 Grammys, the nominees have been announced.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to focus on rap, because...
Pretty much.
Nah, I mean, I like R&B, but like, yeah. But,
yeah.
So, the nominees for Best Rap Performance are God Did by DJ Khaled, Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, John Legend, and Friday.
Winner.
Vegas by Doja Cat. I thought she wasn't a rapper, y'all.
Facts. What they say. Wait, yeah, that's the Grammys.
That's the Grammys. I thought she wasn't a rapper. Pushing P by Gunna and Future featuring Young Thug. Freedom. FNF, shout out to Glorilla, Hit Kid, Hit Kid, and The Heart Part 5 by Kendrick Lamar. So,
shout out to Kendrick.
So, who do you think wins that award?
And that's for performance, right?
Yeah.
Doja Cat's a possibility, but I ain't gonna lie, yo. I'm going with Khaled on that one, yo.
Okay.
I'm going with Khaled.
I'm not gonna lie. I want FNF to win this shit. I want FNF to win this.
I don't know if they're going to give it to her.
Nah, they're not. I don't think they're going to give it to her.
They're going
to
give it to her.
I mean,
they did his thing, though.
FNF should win that shit. I don't care. Even though Hov, Gunna, Future, Thug, and Kendrick are like some of my favorite rappers, FNF should win that shit.
That's a rap performance. It depends. I feel like with them, because you know they worded.
Performance just goes to the artist. Best rap song goes to everybody involved with the song. So the producers, writers, all that shit.
Okay. I
want FNF to win, but they might give Kendrick.
If they get FNF to win, they definitely did that for the culture, I say.
Yo,
because that song was, if you talk about Song of the Summer, yeah, whatever, yeah. I don't fuck nobody say that shit was basically Song.
Hell yeah.
People still singing that shit now. Bro, so.
They might get that to Kendrick because they've been giving this. I mean, like, I fought with Kendrick, but they've been giving him, like, ever since they did that shit with the Grammys with him and Macklemore.
They've been giving
that nigga, like, Hair Nigga Damn Awards for the past, I don't know how long.
He got Album of the Year, right? Nomination?
Yeah, he got Album of the Year nomination, yeah.
See, yeah, I think he'd get that one. And that's the one that goes to the collective, right?
I don't know. Bad Bunny's in that category, yo.
In rap?
No, in the Album of the Year overall, he's in that category.
They don't got a rap Album of the Year?
Yeah, they do.
That's what I'm saying. Rap Album of the Year. They probably going to get that to K-Dot, for sure.
They might give that to either Khaled or Kendrick, bro. But FNF should win that shit. I don't care.
I ain't going to lie. Rap performance, because that, out of all them, yeah. Right. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's a tight one.
So they might get that to Kendrick. Fuck it. So
I don't think they're going to get that one to Kendrick.
All right.
Feel like they should get that one to Khaled. All right.
But
Khaled, he need one of them.
So, Best Melodic Rap Performance. You got Beautiful by DJ Khaled featuring Future and SZA. Mm-mm. Wait For You by Future featuring Drake and Thames. First Class by Jack Harlow. Mm-hmm. Die Hard by Kendrick Lamar featuring Blast and Amanda Reifer. My fault if I pronounced that wrong. And Big Energy by Lotto. And it says live, but I don't know if that necessarily matters. But no.
Yeah.
So who do you think wins this award?
What was the That Wait For You by Future and Thames.
Yeah.
And what, Drake in that too, right?
Yeah.
Bruh. That's everywhere. Social media, radio. It's so annoying. Like, even at my job, like, sometimes we go distances and, like, you know, you listen to the radio. It's like, yo, didn't they just play this shit?
Yeah.
Like, folk get real mad. Like, how many times are we going to hear this song in an hour?
Exactly.
So, I don't know, man. That got that one for sure, in my opinion.
Now, who I want to win? I want Die Hard to win because I fuck with that song heavy.
Okay.
Big Energy, I don't know.
I fuck with the song.
It's cool, but Lotto got better music than that, in my opinion. Shout out to Lotto, though. Shout out to Lotto. I'm going to give it the Wait For You. But Jack Harlow winning one of these awards. I'll tell you that right now. He winning one of these awards. He got to get one of these awards. But it should be Wait For You, but Jack Harlow's getting one of these awards, no matter what.
I don't know. You think they going to get at the drama?
I don't know. They might.
I don't know if they won't get that. Well, they gave one with Tyler. Now I think about it. So,
yeah.
Shit, they might.
So I said Wait For You. So we both say Wait For You, basically.
For sure, Wait For You.
All right.
If that don't get it out, that will blow my fucking mind.
So, all right. So, best rap song.
Okay.
You got Churchill Downs by Jack Harlow and Drake. God Did by DJ Khaled, Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, John Legend, and Friday. The Heart Part 5 by Kendrick Lamar. Pushing P by Gunna and Future featuring Young Thug. And Wait For You by Future featuring Drake and Tems. So you guys.
Damn, let me see that.
it's Churchill Downs, God Did, The Heart Part 5, Pushing P, and Wait For You.
I want to say The Heart Part 5 because of the Nipsey tribute.
Bro, Jack Harlow's winning one of these awards, bro. You got it. Jack Harlow's winning one of these
awards. But that wasn't the song that went too crazy, though. The song First Class was the one that went wild.
I mean, Churchill Downs, that's the one with the Drake verse.
Yeah, but I feel like it could have did better. I ain't think it was, I wouldn't be surprised if Future win that one, honestly. Because again, that Tim's right, that shit is everywhere, bro, consistently.
I mean, it should win Best Melodic Rap Performance, I'll give it that, but I'm gonna say Churchill Downs might win that shit, for real.
I think I'm gonna go with Future and Tems on that.
I don't know why Pushing P's even fucking nominated, for real.
Like, I feel like they just wanted to do that for the culture one time. Because, I mean, you know, their streams probably went crazy since they've been, you know.
Yeah. But not only, I mean, that's not even the best song on the album, but anyway. So, so moving on to like the biggest award, Best Rap Album. We have God Did, DJ Khaled, I Never Liked You by Future, Come Home, The Kids Miss You, Jack Harlow, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers by Kendrick Lamar, and It's Almost Dry by Pusha T.
Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. For best rap album.
Mr. Morale, I'll say the same thing. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. But if the Grammys.
I would love Pusha T to win that shit, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, yeah, real shit.
That's for the DMV one.
I look at that shit like how, like, the FNF, like, for best rap performance, like, I want that to win, but even though I like Mr. Morale better, I want that to win. But if they give Jack Harlow this award, I'm going on. that will be our last podcast.
I'm surprised he got best rap album, to be real. Like, I don't know. Was people even really fucking with that album like that?
It wasn't a bad project.
Yeah, like, I thought people was just more like, you know, like, it was cool.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, but I like
people was talking about, anticipating, listen, and still talk about Mr. Riley, the Big Steppers.
Yeah. I mean,
like, folk ain't talking about Jack Harlow right now.
Yeah. I mean,
but those singles on that album was crazy though. I just think they
can't do that to Kendrick again, yo. They can't do that to Kendrick again, man. Bro, damn near 10 years after
ain't
that
no
shit.
Way, it, bro. If I pay for best rap, ain't no way Kendrick is losing.
He's not, because I feel like the Grammys are gonna give him that award. I mean, don't get me wrong, he deserved, like, every time he won best rap album, he deserved it. I'm not going to say he didn't deserve it, but, like,
facts.
It just seemed like ever since they did that shit with Macklemore, like I said, that they just going to give
been
him.
In favor.
Yeah. I mean.
Plus, it was just a great composed album. Even the tour, like, everybody still talks about, like, hell, everything about what he got going on right now.
Yeah.
So, it's just like.
So my question is to you, like, who do you think got snubbed, or who do you think should be nominated, or whatever?
You threw this one on me. I'm mad at you because I done did more research. I'm not even mad at the nominations because, again, yeah, like,
it's the Grammy, so
between that, but even those songs, I mean, those albums rather, had songs on it that were huge.
Yeah.
Like, Jack Harlow had, like, 3 songs on there that was pretty big. Yeah. Like, now, out of the however many did we like or whatever, that's to be debated.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he had 3 radio running records that they even still playing to this day.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like I'm not mad at it. I thought Toby had one of the nominations.
He might have been gospel.
Might have been gospel. Yeah. He do both.
Yeah. I mean, I would have swapped DS4 by Gunna instead of I Never Liked You, for real.
I Never Liked You by who?
Future.
Okay.
I'm not. Then it's not terrible. It's just, huh?
Wait a minute. Now I think about it. Cold.
Cold.
They ain't get cold enough. But Grammys ain't no fuck with Cold no way.
No, was I mean, I don't think Cole submitted the album, but wasn't his album last year though?
Ain't that for was this for this year?
It's for this year.
This year. Okay, bad.
I mean, nah. When did the off season drop? Like early 2021, right? Not early, but like
yeah,
early facts. Enough that it would have been for the 2022. Yeah.
Yeah. Facts.
So yeah, I'm not. Yes. Yeah. Other than
that, maybe he had a run on one of his songs. I can't think of the song right now.
Was that last year too?
No, cause if that was last year, they still running his shit up.
yeah. That was last year.
Damn.
But not so. All right, so moving on to another topic, another music topic. My fault. So, I saw a tweet that basically says that that the person didn't like how The Weeknd went from like basically dark R&B to making damn near disco music. So my question is, do you want an artist to make the same type of music or to switch it up?
I feel like you clearly fall in love with the artist on how you found them.
Yeah.
So like you in your mind, of course, you stick to them to be a robot and stick to that same kind of music. But people have to understand, like with The Weeknd, for an example. He was actually in a very dark place making that shit.
Exactly.
So that's where you got all this dark music from. But now that he's, you know, essentially in, you know, he's not really depressed anymore.
Yeah.
He's not really going through those same emotions. He's actually a little bit more chipper. So that's where you get this, you know, more disco and melodic artist from.
Yeah.
So I feel like, for me, if you're asking me what do I look for in an artist, I want to see growth. For me, that's called growth.
Yeah.
If you really still talk about the same shit forever, it's kind of like it gets gimmicky after a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if it's real. So, like, even like for Pusha T, one of my favorite artists, but you've been talking about selling dope forever.
Since the Clips days.
Yo, like,
the re-up game.
And that's where, you know, Pharrell was even telling him, like, with this album, like, yo, like, switch it up. I can't remember the exact song title, but he did something totally different than, you know, what he would usually do. And that shows growth.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what fans should really look for. Like, if you really talking about the same thing, you sound the same, it's kind of whack.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't mad. If you stay in the same lane, you stay in the same lane.
Right.
Good music is good music. I'm not going to be like, this shit ass because you're making the same type of music. But I'll say, like, if you switch it up, you're taking a risk. But at the same time, like, if it's good, I respect that more. Like a Kendrick, every album sounds different.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Tyler, every album sounds different. Like a Childish Gambino, every album sounds different.
Mm-hmm.
My second favorite rapper, every album sounds different, if you know what I'm talking about. But now, yes, I mean, if you it goes back to the last episode, like when we were talking about how like rappers still rapping about the struggle,
right?
A decade in, like, I'm not mad at it, but like, bro, like, you up now?
Now it's I feel like it's always dope to reflect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's something you've gone through. That's something that you're going to forever even feel. You know what I mean? But, yeah, if you just, that's all the fuck you talk about, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, say some different shit. Like, what else are you even doing with your life at this point? You feel what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I don't know. For me, I just want to see growth. I look at an artist and their music as literal art, but also a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, of course, when you first come out, you're going to have, like, a super wild, you know, crazy phase. You fucking all the bitches, this, that, and the other. Like, for me, like, a perfect artist would be, like, a Wiz Khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, when he first came out, yo, it was wilding the fuck out. It was, you know, it was what it was. Taylor Gang is, you know, still Taylor Gang, but, like, it's just more on a mature level. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a dad now. I'm doing, you know, this, that, and the other. I'm more or less on executive shit now. Like, it's growth.
It's growth. I'm not. I don't know. I just, It's just like niggas be cool with artists like giving them the same dope every album. Like, I mean, like, it's, I'm not, like I said, I'm not mad at that shit, but it's like, yo, like, it's okay to go outside the box, like.
At least on sound, like, I respect it more, like, even if your content is the same as in your words, yeah. But, like, at least switch up the sound. Like, yeah, you can't still be, like, and I feel like that's what keep pushing T, you know, relevant. Like, yeah, he talks about the same shit, but at the end of the day, that sound.
Yeah, like, we're not saying, like, we're not saying, like, go out and do, like, telling artists to go out and fucking do a feature with Taylor Swift or a pop artist. But, like, right. But damn, man, you don't got to keep the same. It's like, I just don't like when niggas just drop 20 songs every year. And it's like a playlist type album. And it's damn near the same shit. Like, goddamn, like, switch it up. Like, I like the music, but at the same time, like, yo, like, it's just the fifth version of the album you dropped 5 years ago, my nigga. Like, damn.
Facts.
But nah. moving on. So, a man found a $4.7 million check. Don't know how he stumbled upon that. From the company Haribo. And because he returned it, he got 6 bags of candy. So, Lee, how do you feel about that?
I feel like it's 2 things with that. One, I feel like we don't know, like, the full story. Yeah. Like, that check could have been already cashed.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It just been whatever. So, like, ain't like you would have got the bread. And even if you do go and cash it, like, okay, now we know you stole this X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
So, like, in Herbal's eyes, they're just like, oh, you're a nice guy. Like, here's a bunch of candy. You know what I mean? And some people mind, they like, yo, that was a 4. Whatever $1 million check. Like, yeah. I can't get $100,000. Like, you feel what I'm saying? It's like, I understand that logic too, but in that big corporation's eyes, they like, at the end of the day, like, we would have noticed that would have been gone eventually.
Yeah.
If that was even a valid check in the first place.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I look at that.
I mean, like, on one hand, like, returning a check, I mean, that's, you got something back at least. But 6 bags of candy though. Like, I'm just saying, like,
how would we feel if we gave him one?
Wait,
what? 1 bag of candy.
Oh, that's even worse.
You see,
like, I'm just saying, like, I can go, like, after we're done recording, I can go to the store and get 6 bags of candy. I returned $4.7 million, and you just 6 bags of candy.
But again, was that even a valid? You know what I'm saying?
Still, I mean, it apparently is valid.
Let's say it was. They got their bread. Like, all right, thank you. And even if he would have went and, you know, did the criminal route, stolen the identity, cash check, whatever, they would have found out.
They have the greatest
lawyers of the world.
No. They definitely would have found out. It's just the fact, like, you just, I returned damn near $5 million to you, and you just give me something that's worth, like, not even $15. I'll be disappointed, too. Like, I'm not saying I need the bag thrown at me, but, like, come on now.
But you want a lifetime, like, supply membership of free candy or some shit?
Sure, why not? Fuck, like, that's better. Like, it's just, like, 6 bags. Like, I don't know. It just seems like every time I hear one of these stories, it's like, they always, like, in return, they always get some bullshit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know. 6 bags of candy, though, my nigga.
It's like, I feel it, you know, but some companies ain't that generous.
Don't like Haribo own like Death Row's masters or some shit like that?
Well, Snoop own all that now.
Oh, well, well,
but I mean, at one point in time, for sure, yeah.
All right, that's weird.
Definitely weird. Fuck? Like, what did y'all have planned to do with that?
Yeah, like, why is a candy company own Death Row's masters?
But the story Snoop said, though, he did say he got a call pretty much from whoever was like, yo, these people that bought the label, they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, y'all
and he was just like,
company.
Oh, I'm on it. The fuck? You know what I mean? And that's what we got now. Shout out to Snoop.
Yeah. Before we move on to the next topic, I just thought of something like, Just Wanna Rock by Uzi should be nominated for a Grammy.
But it just came out.
No, it came out before the deadline.
It just came out.
No, it didn't. It came. I mean, just came out, but it came out before the deadline. I don't know how that would work though.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but how would that work? If because the deadline was like September 30th or some shit like that. So like, if he dropped it like 2 weeks before that, would he be eligible for not next year's Grammys, but the Grammys after?
I don't fucking know.
But that should go hard. I ain't gonna lie.
Talk on that. I don't know.
That should go hard though. So yeah, moving on. But all right,
hey, shout out to Uzi.
No. That should really go hard too. I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like is that even considered like a rap song though? Like, or is it? I feel like that's like more of a dance song. Like, I feel like that should be
they
like
gonna throw
dance revolution or some
they gonna,
shit.
They gonna throw it in the rap category, bro. Cause they put Beyonce's Renaissance in the R&B category.
But that was R&B.
I mean, I look at that more like dance.
Really?
Yeah. Like more like, yeah, dance.
Well, it definitely had a techno vibe.
Yeah.
It did have a techno vibe to it. You right.
But not also moving on. So I've been seeing a lot of tweets on, a lot of posts on social media about men not celebrating holidays or not being excited for holidays. Mm. So, Leek, how do you feel about that?
I can't speak for them niggas. I'm ready for this shit. I'm ready for Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Man, Thanksgiving don't count. I'm talking about like birthdays and like Christmas and shit, like gift-giving holidays.
I'm lit for that too.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love Thanksgiving.
Like, like shit, my girl birthday, my daughter birthday, like a week apart. Like, it's lit. That whole week is up. Like,
nah, but like,
I don't know.
Nah,
that shit different than me.
Nah, they're talking more so like, let's say like your birthday coming up. And like,
yeah,
you really
I don't give
don't
a fuck
do
about
shit.
My shit.
But why though?
I don't know. I be lit by everybody else's shit.
Yeah, I mean like, but like, it's like, I've been seeing posts of like women having a problem with that.
I mean,
talking about some like, cause like,
I feel like men don't want to be a burden to other people. At least I know that's probably my problem. Yeah. Like, cause I got a family. Like, for sure, if I say, oh, like for my birthday, like I wanted a party, or I wanted like they be Johnny. My mother an event planner, nigga. Like, yeah. She be Johnny orders. You what? But like, I don't know. I feel like we just don't want to be a burden sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like.
I mean, I'm not going to say I don't give a fuck about my birthday, but, like, if I don't do shit, I don't do shit. It is what
it is.
It is
what it is.
I mean, like, if you throw something for me, cool. I'll do it. But, like, I'm not even the most, like, festive person, so it's like.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know, but it's like, when I see people saying, oh, I don't care about Christmas, I don't care about my birthday and shit, I'm just like, I'm not mad at it. Like, it's one thing if you just don't care. Mm-hmm. But if you tell a woman, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day, that's kind of crazy. That's not that. I mean, like, if it's, like, against your religion, I kind of want to ask a woman that question.
I'm not a fan of Hallmark holidays.
Which is all of them. Damn near.
I mean, I feel like birthdays are significant, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's... It's not necessarily your birthday. You only have one birthday, technically.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's an anniversary of the day you were born.
Yeah.
That's a part of your life. So I feel like that's the day you should definitely take and celebrate, take time, do what you want to do, you know, whatever the case. But, like, Valentine's Day, like,
I mean, like...
Mother's Day, Father's Day is, like, kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, just to be real, like, I could do without it.
I think that's honestly how we actually feel. Like, I don't think nobody really has an issue. It's just more so like, it's just,
we
just don't want to go all out.
Facts.
Like I mean,
you
like,
gotta do too much.
If I was in a relationship, I would get my girlfriend a gift for those holidays. But right. Like, I'm not gonna be mad at that. Now,
she didn't.
Now, yeah, like, but like, it's like, but I also saw some posts talking about how like men get bullshit gifts, like a man will go all out for his girl and like his girl get him some socks.
Yo, or some shit. I ain't gonna lie, that's some real shit. I can't speak from experience because my baby get good gifts, but man, like I definitely see some shit where it's like, damn, bro, you didn't put your girl in engagement ring and she bought you a pack of drawers, nigga.
Yo, my nigga.
Like shit.
For my graduate, yo, for my graduation for college, yo, my ex, right, she got me a Sixers shirt, right? It was a large, but it was a children's large, my nigga.
Nah, bro, you playing.
No bullshit. you obviously, I'm not a small person.
He's a victim.
Like, mind you, like, I'm not, I don't care if I get gifts, but like, you should know I'm not, like, anyway, I don't even want to go, like, rant on that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I had one, like, crazy gift before I was a kid, though, that I could think of. My aunt, I ain't gonna say which aunt, but we ain't gonna get into that. But, she had bought me, like, film. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess she thought she bought, like, the camera, you know, like, cause that was, you know, the time, disposable cameras and shit.
Yeah.
But like it was just film, mm-hmm. So like, I ain't had shit to do with it.
She didn't want you to film. You ain't never get the camera for the film.
Like, you just, I mean, by that time, shit there went digital. So
do you still have the film?
Fuck no. I don't know where that shit. But it was just like, damn, like I ain't even got the camera, you know. But the camera, not this shit. The camera probably cheaper than the film.
I mean, so like, all right, so like,
at that time at least.
So like, how would you feel if you went all out for somebody and they get you like a practical gift?
It depends on if I know that person's situation.
I mean, not.
Like, you know, let's say even if it was like a homie, if I know my homie going through some shit.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give him some, you know, some shoes or whatever, like some Air Force Ones, like $100 or whatever. That's some shit that I wanted to do.
Yeah, them shits ain't 100 no more, bro. They went up.
Yeah, it's like like 110.
They want more than that. But anyway.
Nigga, we just had the conversation at the cribs. My father could have swore that they were still like 89.
And hell,
like,
no.
You ain't buying your Air Force Ones like that in a minute. We been helping you out. They up now.
Yeah.
Nike gourmet now. Yeah. But like, I mean,
all right. If it
depends on if I know their situation. Like, if I know like the person up, like it's a homie or a cousin, I know like they up. And I give them some shit, and, you know, they just like, oh, like, here goes some, like, you know, here's a Gap t-shirt or some shit. I would just be like, damn.
I don't know.
I don't really pay that type of shit no mind either,
though. No. I mean, like, I don't, like, if you're going through something, you're going through something. I'm not going to be mad if you don't give me anything. Like, I mean, I don't care if I get anything.
Fact.
But, like, if I know you're up and I go all out and you, like, get me something, like, some shit, like, I can go get from Target after I get off work or some shit. Come on now.
I ain't gonna lie. My rule of thumb is like, really don't even give me that. Especially that
child.
Like, real, it's kind of like, yo, just give it to her. Like,
don't. Yeah, I'm not cool.
So I feel like with adults, like, the shit that we want be like expensive anyway. So like,
yeah,
so
like, yeah, like, so
why
like,
I even want to put that?
Me personally, I'm cool with gift cards or something like they made. Took time to like make in thoughtful gifts.
Like goddamn blanket or some shit.
Yeah, like shit like that. Yeah, like, man, yeah, like give. Like, I don't care what nobody say. Gift cards, like.
I fuck with gift cards.
I don't, like, I really don't
and
know why.
The bitches add up.
I don't, like, I really, like, it's, I'm, I, like, it's not thoughtful. I know that much, but, like, I just don't see why, like, people have a real life problem with gift cards.
I'm about to say, let me ask you, because in my family, it's an ongoing debate for, like, years now about, because we do, like, you know, Santa drawings and shit, Secret Santa and shit. Yeah. So, like, the rule of thumb is, like, to not do gift cards because it's not thoughtful. So, like, I prefer.
Real shit. We adults now. That is free bread. That is free money.
And it's take a gift card.
The times we going through right now with prices and shit. Why the fuck? Come
gas?
On.
Gas?
Gas cards?
Gas?
Like, why? Like, I just don't see why that's it. I just don't see why that's a big issue. Like, I get it. It's not thoughtful, but at the same time, we're fucking adults.
But see,
now.
It kind of is at the same time because let's say you got a person that's into tech, right? Mm-hmm. Tech is expensive.
Yes.
Yo, here go $1,500 towards your next tech purchase. You never know. Yo could probably be saving for a camera.
Exactly.
Like, damn, yo, I needed this 100, this 150 to really get my shit. Like,
exactly. I don't know.
I fuck with gift cards.
Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, if you're my girl, I'm not going to get you a gift card. Like,
oh, nah.
I'm not getting barked on for that shit.
Well, actually, nah, that's cap. I actually get my girl a gift card. I do, like, well, you know.
You gifts, do. You get her a gift card. But you get her a gift, too, ain't you? Exactly. Yeah.
My point. Not just, oh, here's a Sephora card. Happy birthday. Like, wait, nah. You
gotta give him a gift.
Pay but me. Charm or some shit. I'll get something, bro.
But nah, though. So, this concludes this week's episode, and as y'all know, we always give the world a final thought. So, Leek, what is your final thought?
Man, spread more love, less hate. Follow me on all socials. That is just Leek. And man, y'all be safe out there. And, like, drink water, bundle up. It's getting cold out. Yeah. I shouldn't be seeing y'all with, like, you know, just straight leggings on and fucking them fake UGG boots like it's 2012 still. Like, God, bundle up. It's getting cold out, Lord Nippy. It's 32 below out this bitch. Like, yo, throw some jeans or something.
What?
Double sweats.
What the fuck made you go say that, yo?
Yo, because like, I've seen a lot. Yo,
the fake UGG.
Yo, because I'm tired of seeing that shit, bro. Like, it.
Like, yo. Yo, what the fuck? Why?
It's too much of it, bro. It's nigga. Too much of it. You know what I mean? Like, fake anything, honestly. Like,
I mean, me personally, I'm not wearing no fake shit. Like, I ain't into fashion like that. But like, I'm not gonna wear no fake shit just because. But
that's what I'm saying. They be wearing that shit. Really be trying to sport that shit, bro. That shit.
I mean, what if they going through some shit, my nigga? Like, damn.
I mean, I feel that, but you still get some other shit, yo. You probably get yourself some Tim's, some beef and broccoli's in the kid size or something, and be straight.
What, like, the fuck? Yo, like, yo, are you referring to somebody, like, personally? Like, I'm just saying, my nigga, goddamn.
I just be seeing shit, and it's just like, yo, you could have just did something a little different.
Yo.
That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Wow.
Again, no one specific person. I don't even know nobody. Actually, my people's probably a little too bougie for my blood, to be real with you. I just be, you know, when you out, you just see shit, and it's just like,
I mean, like
why you do that?
I mean, as long as they don't try to flaunt it, I really don't care what niggas got.
They do be trying to flaunt it. That's what I'm trying to.
Yo.
Yo, they be the loudest ones in the room.
Wow.
I'm trying to tell you. You got to peep sometime, bro. I'm trying to tell you. They be the loudest ones.
I mean, yeah, my. Damn. My final thought is, yeah, basically just follow the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, the Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on TikTok and Instagram. Almost forgot for 2 seconds. But like and subscribe to the YouTube, the Group Chat Chronicles, run that up. And shout out to Donis on the cam, Swanee Visuals. Mm-hmm. And I would like to thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for, and we out.
Peace.